from KQED.
Of the dozens of rivers that flow through California, how many major ones are completely undammed? Answer, one. It's likely that number would be zero were it not for a law signed 50 years ago by President Lyndon Johnson, the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. Nearly 2,000 miles of California rivers and creeks are under the law's protection. KQED science editor Craig Miller introduces us to one man who spent most of his life working to keep them that way.
At a sinewy age 70, it's impressive to see Tim Palmer haul his green 75-pound canoe off the top of his van and onto his back as if it were a day pack. This day, the setting along Poudre Creek in Napa County is scenic, if not especially wild. A burbling stretch of tree-lined clear water, but just below the towering Monticello Dam.
Could you untie that for me, Craig?
But anywhere Palmer can get on the water makes him giddy. He spent 22 years living out of his van, photographing and writing dozens of books on the West's natural wonders, but rivers.
Well, the rivers in California and everywhere are the lifelines to almost everything that exists.
They've been economic lifelines for sure, placed in harness by 1,400 dams that provide water, electrical power, and recreation to Californians.
We've hammered them all. Some rivers have 8, 9, 10, 12 dams on them that affect the flow.
In fact, only one major river, the Smith, on California's north coast, remains undammed and unsullied by human development.
It flows pure and clean because we've prevented mining and extensive logging up there. There are no real cities on the river. So it's our one example of a pristine river.
For that, you can thank the Federal Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, which dates back to 1968. The law prohibits new dams and other types of development, typically along select stretches of designated rivers. The Smith is listed along with portions of 23 California rivers and creeks. California has its own program inspired by the federal act. In June, Governor Jerry Brown signed off on protection for 37 miles of the McCollumy River in Amador and Calaveras counties.
These really natural streams, the pristine ones, are virtually endangered.
Especially in this era of unwinding environmental protections under the Trump administration, Palmer sees efforts to chip away at protections currently in place. He points to a proposal by the Merced Irrigation District to expand the reservoir behind Exchequer Dam in the Sierra foothills, which could mean undoing part of the Merced River's current wild and scenic designation.
That would create a compromise in the wild and scenic river program that would be, it would be like undesignating a portion of Yosemite National Park and say, oh, we don't need that part of Yosemite anymore. It would be that kind of thing. So it's a very dangerous precedent to be set.
But of all the threats facing wild and scenic rivers, guess what Tim Palmer sweats the most?
Global warming is affecting our rivers and virtually everything about life.
That's right. Climate change.
And many of our rivers are now stressed by high temperatures.
It could be the one threat that a wild and scenic designation can't protect against.
That is the most common violation of water quality standards.
It's put iconic species on the brink of extinction, like Pacific salmon, that can't survive water temperatures much above the 50s. In his years in the wild, Palmer has roamed and written about forests, glaciers, and grasslands, hoping to inspire. But when he comes to the river, it's like coming home.
This is the real thing. You know, this is where I evolved. This is where people and all life came from. And I feel just rooted in that, and I feel like I've come back home again.
That's author and naturalist Tim Palmer, who spoke to KQED science editor Craig Miller.